Galileo once said, "You cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him find it within himself." Welcome back to Arizona Edition. I'm Lou Gumm. Galileo's sentiment may find resonance in this week's Work Story, our ongoing series on people's lives at work. This month, we're talking with teachers. Today, we'll hear from Annette Elias, an English teacher at San Luis High School, about lessons learned in the classroom by her students.
My students were presenting on a book we had read, and they were talking about the personal connection they had made with the book. And it opened up the opportunity for one of my students to talk about the violence he had experienced at home with one of his parents, and how he was able to connect to one of the main characters of the story. And the student, this had happened years ago, and he and his parents were able to mend the situation, and that's a problem of the past. They now, him and his dad now have a very good relationship, and he was using this experience of his to teach to the other students about forgiveness, about mending relationships with your parents and forgiving, and how once you forgive, you just unchain yourself and really experience freedom. Him being up there presenting, and I could see the faces, the eyes of my students making that connection as well with the character of the story, the importance of forgiving, and the particular character we were talking about, he had not forgiven in the story. And we learned the message of the struggles he had to go through because he hadn't forgotten. And I knew that my students had gotten the message. And it was a classroom of almost 50 students. And if you are able to send the message to 50 students that forgiveness is important, then that was just amazing. It was an amazing moment in the classroom.
That is Annette Elias, an English teacher at San Luis High School in San Luis, Arizona. She took part in our ongoing series about people at work. This month we're talking with teachers, and you can hear more of their work stories next week on Arizona Edition.